You are welcome to today's program, The Messages of Love for Sudan, on Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope. It comes to you every Wednesday at this particular time, same frequency. This program will bring to you meaning in life in the perplexing world situation. I am Robert.
And I am Petronella Mubita.
Today we have Mr. Opera Life in the studio with the health speech.
We also have Mr. and Mrs. Charles for an interview on the family life topic, Managing Differences. And this program producer, Pastor Young Robert, will present the spiritual speech thereafter.
We will close our program with a drama. All this and more in just a moment on Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope. Keep tuned.
We enjoy listening from you, dear friends. Call us on telephone number +256 715 574 5551. I repeat, call us on telephone numbers +256 715 574 5551. All address a letter to Message of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda.
Messages of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda.
Hello, my name is Charles Opera. I would like to welcome each and everyone to listen to this important message, which we shall share together. Our topic of today is concerning our health, and in the health, we shall pick one topic, we shall listen to it. That is about eating. You know, in order to be healthy, to eat a good food, we have to eat food properly, and we have to maintain ourselves well. But our main concern is eating itself. Eating is our necessary thing, but how should we eat? That's our major question. How should we eat? You see, before we eat, we have some other step which we need to take in order to make our eating goes well. First of all, before we rush to eating, we have to wash our hand. That is the most important thing first in all eating, because washing the hand it removes the virus or bacteria or any other thing which come into contact with us. And when we wash our hand, this is the way now we are preparing ourselves close to our delicious food which we have prepared. And then second thing is we have to pray in order we ask God to bless what we are prepared, so that it goes in ourselves and function very well. Now, if you do all this, then God will bless us. Now, when you come to eating, eating involves swallowing or grinding the food. Many times people rush in eating. They don't follow the real procedure, how to eat, or what step should we take, or should he or she take, in order to have a very good meal. That's why there's a lot of sickness, stomach problem, because people don't follow exactly what they should eat, how they should eat. Some people, they don't grind their food when he or she put in her mouth. They don't grind it very well. They rush, they swallow it like that. But as a result, after swallowing like that, you find that their stomach start complaining because they have never grind the food very well. And the time also matter, because time varies from one person to one person. They eat very well at a good time. Some people, they eat past the time when they're supposed to eat, but that one doesn't matter. What matter is how your swallowing system goes, or how the way you handle your food is matter, is the one which is matter. Thank you very much to listen to this program. We shall continue with this program next time. May God bless you.
You are listening to the Messages of Love on Advent World Radio, the voice of hope. Here before you, we have welcomed very important person, Mr. and Mrs. Charles, who have come from South Sudan Field. This family is the family that direct the Department of Family Life in South Sudan Field. We have called them here to interview them, just that they give us the secret of how they have been managing their family life. So, Mr. and Mrs. Charles, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Now, I have some few questions here for you, and we'll see how we'll learn from your answers. The first question is, you are now married for many years. Since you have married like that, and we have not heard or seen, maybe as if you are really at peace, what is the secret of your happy family? In other words, how do you manage if there's differences or misunderstanding between you? How do you manage it?
Anyway, each of us have been created differently. That's why when people are married, they are not the same sex, are the one coming together. You need to get linked to a young lady, and then a young lady also get linked to a young man. So we have a variety of differences. However, with love and commitment and compromise, we'll be able to go forward. And these differences can be ignored, and some of them can be tried to put down, and some of them need to be discussed and said together. And for a lady to be a lady, she's different. Also, to a man to be a man, he's so different. And for one to be able to go forward from there, so love must be always to be nurtured, and then the commitment need to be put to that love, and also compromise need to be there.
Okay, I heard that love, commitment, compromise, those words you have mentioned, they are very important for actually maintaining our differences. What about Mrs. Charles? What do you think? How do you manage differences?
Yeah, I really thank you for that question. Since in the family, we know God has planned the family to be man and woman in the family with a purpose. In our family, we can manage that one by understanding, because we share your ideas together, and you see which advice is going and can help the family. Then that's how we manage it before we put into action.
Thank you very much. It's good that you share your ideas. Sharing ideas is very important indeed. If we are sharing our ideas, then one will understand one another. Then you'll really help manage your family. Now, another question is, I heard people are saying that forgiveness is one of the secrets in maintaining family happiness. How true is it, Mr. Charles?
It is true. No one on earth here is perfect. We all come in marriage together with our weaknesses. And this sometime, these weaknesses will pop up. They will show up. And we need to forgive. Even there are some time which we do some little mistake in life. But for us to continue to be going on with life, we need to forget the past and then take on the new life and then go on. Each one can offend each other. Even sometimes through words, through some careless deeds, even sometimes due to some failure of some duties from there. But that's not the end of your mother's life. You need to forgive, you need to communicate, you need to talk, and then you need to go forward.
It's good that we need to forget. We need to focus only on those good things. If we are forgiving, then we can help maintaining our family very much. Now let me ask you one more question. Mrs. Charles, how is forgiveness? Maybe if you are sometimes your husband has forgiven you and whatever, how do you feel when you are forgiven? Can really forgiveness help so much in helping your the happiness in your family?
Yeah, forgiveness very important is the source of happiness. When one is forgiven, when you are forgiven from what you have done wrong, you feel happy and you continue with life normal, because forgiveness is happiness altogether.
Okay, now what advice can you give to those listening to us, especially our friends who are
planning to get married also, so that they should know how it will be when they are in marriage life.
Life always bring along with it a lot of challenges along the way. Always young people think that when they get married, you can see the young lady, bride, signing there. People thought everything will be just like that. However, marriage is a journey. It's a long journey till graves separate the couple together. So along this journey, there are going to be a lot of challenges people are going to face. Maybe some people, when they married, everything is easy for them. Maybe they are rich, even they have resources, even they are all healthy. But along the journey, maybe sickness will creep in, poverty will knock at your door, even sometimes misunderstanding will come in. And worse is still, sometimes when people will lack to miss the blessing of children sometime in their family. And if there's no commitment of love continue to be in that family, then of course there are going to be a problem. And so let people not be think that everything will remain the same. Everything will change, even some challenges will come in. But if there continue to be a continued love in the family, then continued understanding and continued communication and a continued compromise, accepting the weakness of your partner, even which is rare for people to do, but for love to continue in the family, we must to continue to have that. So these are the things which people must to do. The funny thing which is happening in our community sometimes is that when people get now hooked together, they are married in the family, they forget to put into action their commitment of love. They could not continue to sow love and put that love into practice. Then that's the one killing the love in the family. So that love needs to be grow and to be nurtured through communication, even through courtship. People continue to engage themselves even in the family, because there are many things which we cannot discover in our partner, even in our 3 years of staying together. Till there are many things which I didn't understand and even didn't study them in my partner. She's getting even new things from me, I too also learn new things from her. And we continue to share this one in love through courtship.
Well, Ms. Sarah Charles, what advice can you add maybe on to what Mr. Charles has said?
Yeah, it's true. In marriage, there are many challenges. So my advice for the young people also, we should know that marriage is a long journey and there are a lot of challenges in it. So nobody is perfect in marriage. But when you are understanding each other and you are sharing things together, life will be easy and you earn a happy life. That's what I can tell to the young people at the moment.
Thank you very much.
Today we have a free offer for you. Bible Correspondent School offers you free courses on you and your health, steps to Christ, discover Bible truth and Bible prophecies in English and in local languages like Bari and Moro.
You can apply for it through the Seventh-day Adventist District Pastor near you, or write to Message of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda.
Messages of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda. Messages of Love for Sudan on Adventist World Radio. The Voice of Hope is the station you are listening to. For more information, call us on telephone number +2 5 6 7 8 2 7 8 0 8 6 7. I repeat, +2 5 6 7 8 2 7 8 0 8 6 7. You're listening to Messages of Love for Sudan on Adventist World Radio, the Voice of Hope. This program is broadcast every Wednesday at this particular time, this same frequency.
What could be your behavior that will never change you again in your life? The producer has a life-changing spiritual speech for you. Just listen.
I'm going to talk about why we ought to forgive one another, based in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. It's written, "We love because God first loved us." It's true. Of our own, we can do nothing, brothers and sisters. Dear friend, we know, as our nature is, when you see somebody loves you, you can't even love him or her. If you have seen something good for you, you respond also to it. It's because we are to be prompted first by something good, then we express the goodness. Without something good happen in our lives, we cannot sow out the good things out. So we love or forgive because we are first loved and forgiven. Maybe you have not known how much God has done in our lives. Maybe you have not seen how good God is for you. But the scripture tells us that the goodness of God leads us to repentance. The goodness of God leads us to something very nice. I want to tell you something that will show us how much we are really loved and forgiven by God. This can be found in the story of the fall. You know, in the beginning, when God created man, he put them in a very lovely environment. Something good, fresh air, beautiful place, and good things to eat. They enjoy life there so much. And more than that, he put them there and made them as free beings to respond also with love. He doesn't want to force them, but he wants them also to respond of their free choice. So he wants to prove that one out, because he doesn't want man to be like machines in the hand, which can be used anyhow without free will. Now he put them in the place there and asked them to obey him. And he said, I ask you to eat whatever fruit found here, but one that is in the middle, don't touch even it. If you do it, you will die. God gave them that word to prove if they will choose willingly to obey him. You know what? The story tells us that they ate it. And when they realized they were already naked, they ran and hid themselves. They tried to cover themselves with leaves. When God came down and asked, Adam, where are you? Started saying, oh, we heard you and ran away, for we are afraid, we are naked. God said, who told you that you are naked? Have you eaten the forbidden fruit? Adam said, it was the woman you created, you gave me. She was the one who gave me and I ate it. Friends, what does that one mean? Instead of accepting that, yes, I did it, we say it was the woman you gave. In the other word, it is like blaming God for that. God created the woman for Adam for his own good. God created many things for men for their own good. Yet here Adam is saying that God created and what he created made him to sin. It's like he's blaming God himself. Then what did God say? It's not written, but I can imagine that God was saying, okay, if you blame me, I will admit that because I love you. Then he asked the woman, woman, why did you do that? She said, it is the serpent you created here that deceived me. Similar thing, they are all blaming God. You see, all things that God created was good and for the good of man. But man was saying, the woman even said, that what God did was the cause of their, what? Their fall. And indeed God accepted, okay, if you blame me, no problem, we'll see. Maybe God might have continued further asking even the serpent and whatever. I think even the serpent would have said, who am I? Even I don't talk. It is Satan who enters me. Then he deceived. Maybe the serpent would have also said like that. But all in all, God cut it short and said, okay, if that's the case, no problem. I will put enmity between you and the serpent. Your son will come. And that son, his heel, the serpent will beat. But the son will step on the serpent's head. That promise is partly fulfilled at the cross, brothers and sisters. You see what Satan did on the Son of God. When Jesus came into this world, he died a shameful death, crucified as a sinner. But he was not a sinner. Instead, he died for us sinners. He was buried. He rose from the dead. His death brought us salvation. His death is the means by which you and I today will have life eternally. We will be forgiven because of what he has already done at the cross, brothers and sisters. Even if he has done all this, yet still sin, we are living in this world of sin. We are suffering. We can still die. That's why we are looking forward to that great day, the day of glory, when Christ will come again. And that will be the time when that part of the scripture will finally be fulfilled, when the serpent's head will be crushed and it will be no more. Brothers and sisters, you see what God has already done in our lives through the Son, Jesus Christ. He loves us so much. God loves us and has shown how much he loved through his Son, whom he sent to die for our sin. He is the means through which we'll be forgiven, the means through which we'll have eternal life, the means through which we'll be fully filled and come back to the full nature of God. What love, brothers and sisters. If God has done that much to us, what should we do then? Is it impossible for us to respond in love? Can we forgive one another if we see how much God has forgiven us? Brother and sister, you see, as God has already loved us so much and has done all this for us, if I can bring a comparison, it is like a flashlight with strong batteries loaded into it. If you twist it on, it gives light straight away. There's no way it cannot give light. There was a day I worked very hard in the evening when I went to sleep. Because I was tired, I slept without putting off my hurricane lamp. When I woke up at night, I found that the hurricane lamp had already went off. It is because the paraffin in it had already got finished. I didn't know that it went out alone. I light the light again, but it didn't give light. Why? When I checked, I found there was no paraffin. Oh, in the morning when I add another paraffin, then I switched on, it went on well. Why it happened like that? It happened because it runs out of the paraffin. But when I add it, then it gives more light. That means, as God loves us so much, and if we accepted the love, accepted Jesus Christ, will be like that well-loaded flashlight. We can give light. We will be like hurricane lamp that is full of paraffin that can give out what? Light. Brothers and sisters, if we love God just as he loved us, it will be possible for us to love one another. We can forgive one another. We can see that love is among us. We can see that forgiveness is among us. We can see that we live in unity and peace. We can see good things comes out because of believing in Jesus as power that will help us to come and live like God, brothers and sisters. Therefore, I'm asking us to believe in Jesus, the means God sent for us, so that we have life in its fullness. Now let me close my speech by inviting the Pathfinder group to play the story in Matthew chapter 18.
Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times?
I told you, not 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who wanted to settle accounts with his servant.
My servant, I order you to pay all the money you owe me.
Master, I beg you to be patient with me. I will pay back everything I owe you.
My servant, you should be sold in slave and your wife and children such that you are able to settle my debt.
Master, forgive me. I will pay everything which I owe you.
Oh, my servant, I forgive you. And you can now go.
Thank you, Master.
The servant leaves the master and meets a fellow servant on the way.
Oh, my friend, I need you to pay back everything you owe me.
Please, be patient with me. I will pay you back everything of yours.
But I need you to pay it now. Now I need my money to pay it to be paid now.
I beg you, please, be patient with me.
Please pay it now. Everything. Please pay it now.
Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me.
Master, that servant you forgave met the fellow servant on the way who owed him little. The servant asked for forgiveness, but he could not admit the forgiveness.
Oh, what a bad servant. Bring him in here. Oh, you unworthless servant. I forgave you after all the money you owed me, and still you couldn't have mercy on your fellow servant. For that reason, I order you to be sent to jail.
Please, master, I ask for your forgiveness for this second time, and I promise I will pay you back everything which I owe you.
No, my servant, you have an unforgiving heart because you couldn't forgive your fellow servant.
Please, master, I beg you, forgive me.
No, my servant, I'm sending you to jail. Take him to jail.
Please forgive me.
Take him to jail. Take him to jail.
This is how our Heavenly Father will treat those who do not forgive one another.
We enjoy listening from you, dear friends. Call us on telephone number +256 715 574 5551. I repeat, call us on telephone numbers +256 715 574 5551. All address a letter to Message of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda.
Messages of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda. We will meet next week, this same day, same time, same frequency. Keep tuned.